several, if not many, cloud and or rain-cooled areas, slightly in the morning, increasing to become likely, dropping back in the 80s or 70s. Scattered to likely each day, Saturday, Sunday afternoons, partly cloudy to cloudy, each day's highs of 80s, down in the tropics. Good news from the Gulf, the Caribbean, and the Atlantic. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show at the Casting Center in Mandeville, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, August 13th, 9 to 5. Sunday, August 14th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, August 13th, 9 to 5. Sunday, August 14th, 10 to 4. At the Casting Center, Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck and Dave. He's fixing our live stream. All right, we have another Thursday afternoon, 1 hour. We know how quickly that goes, so we're going to get right to it. We have a guest on the line, Sharon Bolin. Are you with us, Sharon?
Sharon.
All right. Sharon, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay, there you are. Yes, I can hear you. How are you doing? And welcome to our show. I'm excited about the gala.
Yes, thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. So tell us what's going on Saturday. I can't wait.
Well, it's next Saturday, yes. August 13th. And again, at 7 p.m., we're going to be having our 25th year anniversary gala for our ministry. And, you know, I spent 10 years in New Orleans holding prayer gatherings at UNO Arena, the Convention Center, Pontchartrain Center. We've had thousands and thousands of people attend. Lives have been transformed. Your city has been transformed. And we just want to celebrate in New Orleans. So for the listeners today, those of you listening live, we have a few tickets left that are free. We've had several people actually donate free tickets for those of you who would like to come. And I'm excited about it because each ticket is valued at $50 to $100. So if you would like to attend this phenomenal evening, it's not just about food and fun and gift giving and all of that. It's about a vision for our nation and how you can play your part in bringing America back to God. It's a very important time because more than anything, we have got to come back to prayer and we have got to see that God is waiting on us and our voices to be used to bring our nation back. We can do what we can do in our own strength, but we know right now, especially what we're going through, we need God's divine intervention in this nation. And it's going to happen as we, the people, learn how to pray specific prayers that will really release God's power. So we're going to be sharing that and much, much more. So I'd love for you to come. Those of you that would like a free ticket, again, we just have a handful left. But you can call us at 888-708-7729 for all the info, 888-708-7729, or even call Martha right here on this station, our website, SharonBolin.com. But again, if you would like a free ticket, we just have a handful of them left, and we'd love for you to come and share this really monumental evening with us.
I know it'll be a beautiful night with the Lord, so if you just want to be in the presence of the Lord, this is where you need to be. If you're looking for a healing, it could be something like anxiety or frustration or anything. You know, you just sit with the Lord and the Holy Spirit heals you. So it'll be a beautiful night. I'm excited about it.
Well, you know, this morning I was coming out of my time of prayer, and God gave me such a word. I posted it on our YouTube channel and Facebook. But the Lord was saying, you know, everything we need is already been released. It's suspended. It's suspended in the atmosphere. All you have to do is pray and bring it down. Mm. And this is the time that we've got to gather together. There's a vision that God has for this nation, and the evil that we're seeing is going to be overturned.
Amen.
I promise you all. It is being exposed right now. Between now and the end of the year, you're going to see so much evil exposed, and you're going to see a turning of the tide. But the people of God have to pray. And if you want a touch from God, as Martha said, if you're maybe you're sick and you need a miracle, you're going through fear, anxiety, uncertainty of the future, maybe you're just dry in your life of prayer, you don't feel that God is close to you, there's going to be such a presence of God at this gala. It will change your life forever. We're going to have a time of ministry, worship. It's going to be awesome, and we'd love for you to come. Again, if you want a free ticket, there are not many left. Call me right now at 888-708-PRAY, 888-708-7729, or you can just contact the station here, and they'll direct you to the number.
Thank you, Sharon. The Lord bless you.
God bless you, Martha. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Dave.
Yes, ma'am, that's me.
It's time for our COVID stats.
Okay, well, if you go to libertyorlockdown.live, you'll see that we've got a link to Mr. Prentice's statistics, and you can look at the graphs of these. So on those graphs, you will see that the COVID peak, fifth peak, is over. I'm trying to pull it up right now. Go to libertyorlockdown.live, click on more, and pull it down to Mr. Prentice's statistics. Well, you can see the graph that I'm describing to you right now, where we're over the peak. The first peak was not that high. The second was a bit higher. Third was higher. The fourth was higher. But then this one was just a little bitty bump, and we're over it. We're on the way back down now for Louisiana and Orleans and Jefferson. Now, if you look at the number of deaths currently being attributed to COVID, you'll see that, it's a bit higher. Well, I was really surprised at something on the Louisiana Department of Health website, because last week they took it off, but this week they put it back on. The people that are dying, I don't think would have been spared by the vaccination, because on the ldh.la.gov/coronavirus website, it says that 61% of those who've died in the most recent period, 61%, were fully vaccinated. So let's see, how much good did the vaccination do? 39% were not fully vaccinated. But the number that that died was not really that high anyway. Every day in the state of Louisiana, you have about 130 people die. And so that means over the course of 2 weeks, you're going to have 14 times 130, 1,600, 1,700, something like that. Well, the number of people whose death was attributed to COVID, and this includes those who were vaccinated as well as those who were not, was 77. This is out of about maybe 1,700, 1,800, something like that. So more than half of those were fully vaccinated, which means that the ones that were not fully vaccinated, they almost never died. The rate of, even including those who were fully vaccinated and died, it's not particularly high. There's 0.118 deaths per 100,000 per 2 week period, per day. So that would mean that you're going to need about 10 days for one person in 100,000 to die. So again, don't panic. This is not the Black Plague. It's not the Black Death. I don't even worry about wearing a mask. I haven't seen a whole lot of people doing that, although a lot of stores still require their workers to do it. I'm not saying don't get vaccinated. I'm just saying think carefully before you get vaccinated. It seems to me that there's a lot more harm.
He's not saying don't get vaccinated. I am.
Yeah. It seems to me there's a whole lot more harm coming out from those that have been vaccinated than those that have not been vaccinated. And now they're saying, we've got another vaccine coming out in the fall. Oh, that'll fix everything, right? Yeah, like the first three vaccines fixed everything. We've had Dr. McCullough and Dr. Bartlett on here before, and they were talking about how There have been tens of thousands of deaths and untold numbers of sicknesses as a result of the vaccines. So, guys, don't panic and don't feel like, oh, I've got to get vaccinated. There's such a push right now to get people vaccinated. You know, give me your arm so I can shovel a needle into it. In fact, here's
which
a new
makes that should right there make an alarm go yeah. off, right?
Here's a new thing that just came out on the 4th. That's today, right? It says President Biden has declared a state of emergency for monkeypox. Okay, monkeypox. There have been 6,600 cases in the United States out of 330 million people. This is about one out of 5,000 people. And if you read the details, you'll find monkeypox is almost exclusively confined to male homosexuals. I'm not going to get vaccinated for that.
Yeah, right.
Are you going to get vaccinated for that?
No.
No, I have no danger of catching it.
I don't think most people will.
And, you know, it's kind of like if the president were to say, oh, there's a drowning emergency. You know how you avoid that? Don't go swimming.
Yeah.
There's a monkeypox emergency. You know how to avoid that? Well, figure it out.
That's right. I just think that there's too much real data out there right now backing the deaths on the vaccines and all this infirmities from the actual COVID vaccines. And
so go to our libertyorlockdown.live website, click on the weekly show notes, and pull down until you see Dr. McCullough and Dr. Bartlett's websites. It's infuriating.
It is infuriating. If you really want to know the truth, it's out there for you. We're going to go on a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to talk with our guest. We have Michael Petalino from Jefferson Parish School Board on the line. So that's who we'll talk with when we get back. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back. But she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, blue flying high on a farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says you bet.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby, by his DNA, is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet, they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please, call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
No, we are not going to take it anymore, Dave.
I'm not
taking it anymore. That's why we have Liberty or Lockdown. We're here just talking about what we can do just as locals here, you know, in the school systems. And that's why we have Michael Petalino on the line. He's a candidate for Jefferson Parish School Board.
That was a cool segue.
Well, thank you. Michael, you with us?
I sure am. Huck and Dave, how y'all doing today?
We are doing great. It's good to hear your voice. And, you know, I've been watching a lot of people rally behind you on social media. Have you noticed that?
Honestly, I my wife runs a Facebook. I personally got off of Facebook right after the whole 2020 situation. Just got tired of that environment. And luckily, you know, my sweet wife, Jessica, kept hers. And so my campaign is attached to hers. And her and Jenny Smith, my campaign manager, have been doing a phenomenal job.
Jenny, I like
that.
Jenny.
So it keeps...
Jenny's so, a good campaign manager. Good for you.
She really is. She's been a blessing. Good sister in Christ as well.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. Well, tell our listeners a little bit of what brought you, made the decision for you to run as a candidate for the Jefferson Parish School Boards.
Yeah, sure. I really appreciate the opportunity to, be in front of your listeners. I applied for this role back in January. Just a little bit of a background story. Larry Dale, who was the former school board member, resigned back earlier in the year, and a spot came open for 9 applicants to apply. 3 got nominated. I was one of the nominations, and the current interim incumbent did get the nod. So I've been prepping to do this for quite some time now. It wasn't just a last-month decision. So the reason for my motivation is I'm tired of having, looking at the remote control and flipping channels and seeing, our country kind of, I wouldn't say evaporate, but, just going down the path of not where we want it to go. So I'm just one of those that put the remote control down and put myself out there and, put the armor of God on, and hopefully his grace and his wisdom will guide me through this process.
Amen. And we believe that. And I think he's waking up a lot of people. A lot of Christians are stepping up where they were once just kind of complacent. I see a lot of them doing things, for the state locally. We need to take back our state. We need to take back our communities. We need to take back our schools, our workplaces, and this is how we do it. As local people, we step up and we run for things. And you're going to find a lot of people rallying behind you, because I know I did. I saw your name floating around. I said, who is this? And then I saw some people that I know that, are promoting you. And I said, oh, he's in good hands. So I know the Lord has you.
I really appreciate it. It's very humbling. And look, all I can do is control what I can control. Is just meet enough people, enough constituents, knock on enough doors. And if it's his will for me to sit on the dais, then that'll be his will. And he gets all the glory when it's all said and done. But I can only focus on controlling, getting the message out. And you're absolutely right. I think, Christian complacency is what's got us in this position. And we just need to, like you said, get more and more people. And I'm going to challenge my constituents. It's not to where I'm going to say, hey, vote for me and I'm going to, solve all the problems. People themselves need to get engaged and rally around. If there's certain content in the curriculum, they need to be on their teachers. They have the misconception that me as a school board member can, they're going to call and complain to me, and then I need to go in there and try to micromanage the superintendent, which is not my role. But I'm going to educate the community and the constituents on how to really navigate this from the bottom up. And that way we can meet in the middle and I can help from the top down.
Right. And it'll be one more vote, your vote, that'll actually be the vote for the voice of the people and the voice of the children, and not either left or right, because the right is even doing it as well. We've seen that on the Republican side. It's either Democrats or Republicans. They seem to be doing a lot of the same things lately. you can notice that in the voting where we call them Republicans in name only. So we know that when you come up and if you are actually voted into this seat, that you'll work for the people. You'll do what you're saying.
It's 100%, and it's accountability and transparency to the taxpayer. I mean, there's, you know, the average tax bill is about $12,000 per child, and, you know, myself, I have one son who's in the public school system. I have two in private school, but I have a vested interest. But, you know, there's money there that's not being properly spent. And one of the things that I'm going to bring is, you know, to the constituents, what's being taught in the class, and making sure to showcase what their tax dollars are getting, because not everybody has a child they're sending into the public school system. So that's money that's being spent. Where's the return on investment? So hopefully I can bring some value there.
That's exactly right. Well, listen, my co-host Dave has a question for you.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm a retired Jefferson Parish public school teacher, classroom teacher, and I taught science, high school science. So a few years ago, Jefferson Parish, and this was the school board that adopted this policy, decided, oh, we can't have little Johnny's feelings get hurt by failing, so let's make it impossible to fail little Johnny. They changed the policy. You could not get a zero even if you turned absolutely nothing in. Boy, that griped me, because I had a semester-long science project, and I had some kids that worked hard, didn't do that good a job. I had other kids that didn't even turn in one single thing, and the lowest grade they could get was a 50. That's ridiculous. We need to let kids who try to fail succeed in failing. So I would ask you to bring that up and say, no, we need to get rid of that stupid policy.
So no zeros. You get a 50, not a zero.
Yeah, you couldn't get a zero, even if you turned in absolutely nothing.
And that still stands today.
As far as I know. I retired 4 years ago, but I think it's still in effect.
Yeah, and, you know, George W. Bush's No Child Left Behind policy has a lot to do with that, too.
There you go.
But that's another story for another day. Look, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, kids are graduating with a diploma.
That means nothing.
Getting out of 12th grade, and that means how's that helping that child when they go apply for the job and they don't know what basic math is?
Yeah.
So, and that's an uphill battle, look. And at the end of the day, too, this past legislative session, the governor vetoed legislation I don't know if he vetoed it or if he didn't get the votes passed in the House to where they couldn't pass the fourth grade unless they made a certain grade on the test.
Yeah.
So that's the battle statewide they're up against. And what is that? So a kid that graduates the fourth grade can only read on the third grade level. How is that helping that child or that family?
Right.
So, and one of my things that I'm going to run on is getting these kids job ready. So my biggest thing, I'm a graduate of East Jefferson, class of 98, and in junior and senior year, they had a great program called DECA, and it allowed me to leave at 11 a.m. because I was never a school-minded kid. You know, I did my thing at school. I wanted to go out there and make money. I wanted to be with my dad at his meat market because, number one, as a kid with a father who was never home, I wanted to spend as much time with I can, even if that meant being at his meat market. So that was that, but also how to learn a work ethic. School was, again, not my thing, but I learned a trade. I learned how to cut meat.
We're going to go on a quick break, Michael. Could you hold that thought? We'll be right back. This is Michael Petalino, candidate for Jefferson Parish School Board. We'll be right back.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old balls down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old balls are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Taste of Tokyo, 10-16-0 Jefferson Highway, River Ridge, Louisiana. Among other Japanese cuisine places to visit, this restaurant can be one of the best. Good salmon, broth, and sushi will impress you at the first bite. Taste tasty cheesecake and good ice cream to form your opinion about Taste of Tokyo. Visit this place and order delicious wine. If you enjoy great tea, you'll love Taste of Tokyo.
The cozy atmosphere makes guests feel relaxed and everyone seems to be having a good time. According to Google Review, pricing is excellent and the staff is considered attentive and patient. I suggest trying the beef tataki, pepper tuna sashimi, Playboy roll in soy paper, and the sunshine roll. It tastes and feels like you're in Hawaii. Enjoy Taste of Tokyo on Jefferson Highway.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, revises its 2022 hurricane predictions down slightly.
They've reduced the number of named storms by one. Lead forecaster Matthew Rosencrans says they revised it to 14 to 20 named storms and up to 10 could be hurricanes.
And 3 to 5 of those could become major hurricanes.
And while it's only been reduced by one named storm,
most of our model tools and our statistical tools still point to near to above normal for the season.
So now is the time to prepare as we enter the peak of hurricane season. I'm Brooke Thorington.
A West Baton Rouge Parish cop is under arrest for picking a fight at a Baton Rouge bar, then following the victim's home where another brawl ensued. 21-year-old Zach Sabil is a Port Allen police officer. Because he took a gold chain from the victim, the charge is robbery. Sabil is now on administrative leave. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news from LRN.
For nearly half a century, Tiger Rag magazine has covered all things LSU sports. The 2003 National Championship with Coach Nick Saban. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. The 2007 National Championship with Coach Les Miles. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. And the undefeated season of the 2019 National Championship with Coach Ed Orgeron. Tiger Rag was there. With coverage from the practice field to the hoisting of the trophy. But in all these years of LSU sports moments, there has never been a more exciting time to be a Tiger fan than now. A new era has arrived at Tiger Stadium. Coach Brian Kelly has arrived in Baton Rouge with aspirations of grasping the one thing that has eluded his illustrious career, a national championship.
It takes hard work. It takes a commitment.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there every step of the way as Coach Kelly attempts to solidify his status in Louisiana immortality. Follow each moment with Tiger Rag Magazine on newsstands now. Online at TigerRag.com.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We have Michael on the line, candidate for Jefferson Parish School Board. Michael, you still with us?
I sure am.
All right. Well, thank you for holding. So I have someone else on the line that I'm going to bring in, and we'll have an open conversation. I know you know her. She's promoting you, and she speaks very highly of you. Her name is Jennifer Kerrigan from Louisiana Save Our Schools. Jennifer, you there?
I sure am, Martha. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for all your work that you do at the House of Representatives. It's really a lot of work that goes into just being there and speaking up so that there is an opposition to all this madness. So the Lord bless you for what you're doing, and thank you so much, and keep going because you're winning. We're winning. It may not feel like it, but we are.
I believe we are. I think that parents and the people of Louisiana are unstoppable. And that's why people like Michael Petalino running for school board is just such an exciting development to see. I think, you know, one of the things that we saw was he signed our pledge, Martha.
I saw that.
And yeah, it says a lot about what he believes.
Yes, and it's running its course through the internet. I saw it. Good job. Excellent.
Well, I do have a question for Michael. Michael, if you don't mind, do you mind if I ask you a question or two?
Yeah, please. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay. One of the things that we are seeing trending here in Louisiana, and I think you actually got a little bit of a question that is related to it, which was the question that Dave posed about grades. We see a lot of what they call restorative justice, or the opposite being removing exclusionary discipline from our schools. And that's this concept that it sounds so pretty on the outside, you know, students don't learn if they're not in class. And so we should stop removing them from class when we discipline them. That's a policy that really the entire state of Louisiana has adopted. And I wonder what you think about that. It seems like you come from maybe a little more of a traditional viewpoint, and so I think it would benefit the listeners to hear what you think.
Yeah, thank you for that question, Jennifer. And I have experience personally with this due to the fact that in being in the charter school system, we took actually our oldest two from a private school setting into a charter public school, the International School of Louisiana, which I did serve on the board 3 years, which gave me a little bit of experience going into this. And they had restorative justice then and there. So I'm very, very familiar with that. And it's a manipulative tactic, right? Because if you look at a child and that comes from an underprivileged background, and regardless of race, white, black, Hispanic, and when that child hits another kid in the back of the head, that's back in my day, you said traditional sense, that's a bad kid, and kids should need to be disciplined, and so on and so forth. Well, now right. They're classifying restorative justices as, you know, well, the kid hits a kid in the back of the head, they sit them down in a circle, per se, and I don't know, this is kind of my history of it, and it's like, well, you know, he hit you in the back of the head, but do you understand kind of why he did that? He doesn't have, you know, he's kind of imbalanced, and he has an issue, so what they're doing is they're classifying these, you know, as behavioral, quote-unquote, disabilities, oppositional defiant disorder. And, Jennifer, I know your work. Have you done extensive research on this topic? And I think this is a good partnership because a lot of people don't understand these terms and phrases that they try to get it underneath the system to where, you know what, it's not a behavioral issue, it's a disability issue. So, and you don't want to do nothing that's going to classify a disabled child. So We got an uphill battle there, no question about it.
And just to share with you, Michael, because I think it benefits the listeners, and I think to hear more about what you think. So one of the things we have found is that restorative justice has also made its way through the courts. I mean, we're seeing it in the criminal justice system as well. And it all stems from this idea that there's a school to prison pipeline, that somehow magically children who struggle in school end up in prison, and that the schools are responsible for making those changes. We believe, of course, that ultimate responsibility lies with parents, and it's actually the basis of many of the stands we take, that the school is usurping parents' rights. Could you speak to a little bit how you feel about parents' rights?
They're being usurped every day. I mean, some of the stuff they're being, in the classroom, what's being taught, that the parents don't have any idea. And luckily, it's not as bad as other states. So we got to, as believers, I count my blessings that we are Louisiana, and my role is to get on the board and not let us become California. It's heading in that direction. The snowball is already building. So
go ahead.
No, that's, I'm a parent with a purpose. I mean, I got, and unfortunately, look, I mean, single moms out there, they have two jobs. They're struggling to take care of their kids. Look, I mean, I'm working full time.
So you wouldn't disagree that there are some families that need assistance, but it's perhaps better, would you agree or disagree that assistance might be better centered in the community as opposed to in the schools?
Well, it depends on who's the community, who's watching them. I mean,
right.
What kind of organizations there's different kinds of organizations that are indoctrinating these kids into, a nice little collective mindset. And,
100%. Well, Michael, I have to go. I actually have a speaking engagement, and I'm getting flagged down from the other end of the hallway. We at Louisiana Save Our Schools wish you the very best. We're very excited you signed our pledge, and we will continue to share that information with people because we think it says a lot about the kind of candidate you are.
And just pass along the website, www.votepetalino.com, and happy to make a donation. That would help.
Thank you, Jennifer. We appreciate you. So, Michael, I have a niece who's a great niece, actually, who's staying with me for the week, and she is not in Louisiana. They moved to Washington State. Her mother had to go there for work. And the last week of school, second grade, the teacher opened up a book and read to the 8-year-olds about gay marriage, about homosexual marriage. And this was against her parents' will. They did not. They told the school that they were not in line with that. But they did it anyway. So they made a decision to pull their child. Now, this is public school in Washington State. And, now she's having to put her move to Idaho, over the line, and then put her child in a private Christian school over there. Do you see that this is happening a lot with the public school systems? I've heard that homeschooling has increased tremendously, and that parents are waking up on an alarming rate.
Yeah, COVID. If one thing COVID is shown to parents, and I'll get to your question on the unfortunate situation with your niece, but has exposed. What are you learning? Because with the remote learning, people are seeing what's being taught with some of these teachers, and a lot of these teachers had the gall to teach some of this stuff in an open setting to where people could see. So, I mean, and to get to that, I mean, it's not just in Washington State. I mean, back to the charter school that my kids were in, they were reading this book called Joey Pigs Swallow the Key, and my son's in third grade, and he's reading this book about this kid who's self-mutilating himself and mental disorders and mental all this and that. So, as a parent, you have to be involved, and I know it's hard because you're working 50 hours a week, and you have to. If you're going to keep your kids into the public school system and not pull them out in homeschool, which, hey, I mean, I am a big proponent of that as well, you have to really, really, really guard what the teacher's teaching. You have to read these books before your child reads them and question and challenge everything you can before. But I, you know, homeschooling is definitely a big value, and you're seeing that on the rise for sure, and for good reason.
But should it be that way? I mean, we're putting our children in the school systems because most parents have to work, and you know, have to hold it. You know, both parents have to work, and they don't have the time. They're trusting that no one's really harming their child, and then they find out later that they're not. I mean, so there are lots of things that we need to do to fix this broken system. And that's why someone like you stepping up to the plate is very important, and people really need to recognize that. And can you give us your website one more time?
Sure. It's www.vote.edalino.com.
All right, Michael. Thank you so much. Any last words?
Yeah, I'm not going to sugarcoat, you know, that to the constituents about, you know, should they pull their kids out of the public school system until a lot of the stuff is corrected, you know. Until we get more people like myself that can get in there and help the constituents champion the public education, and that's, they got to do what they got to do for their families.
Well, I know I'm very happy about the history curriculum, you know, change, and I know that Dr. Cade Broomley and his all those who were involved in making that curriculum did a great job. So maybe it'll be next will be science, and then maybe we can get rid of the Common Core math.
We need to get it. We just get to keep the momentum going, and we can get it.
I agree. Well, it's nice to have you on our show. We appreciate you, and the Lord bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, thank you. All right. All right, we have one caller. We'll take him. We're about to go on a break. Let's go ahead and go on a break. And when we get back from this break, we'll take Matthew from Metairie. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
In liberating strife.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do it.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Now this nation that I love.
just falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We're in our last quarter of our show. Wow, time goes by when we're having fun.
Time flies when you're having fun, or time flies when you're getting old.
Matthew from Metairie, are you there?
I'm here. Time flies. That sounds like an insect that attacks clock. So the Biden administration has declared monkeypox to be an emergency.
Yes.
And that is correct. I guess they're going to mail Trojans to everybody because that's how you prevent it.
Mail what?
No, don't repeat that.
Okay.
So, possibly.
They're going to mail those horses, you know, the Trojan horse that they put in.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, you probably
right.
So, you probably heard what Tucker Carlson said, huh?
No, I don't have cable. I got tired of listening to the scout sets on cable.
Yeah.
So loud out there. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, where are you, in a jetway at the airport?
Sounds like a jet.
No. I'm at the racetrack in Boothie outside the store. I figured
that's the highway then. We can hear the highway.
Right. That's Highway 90. So the other thing is, I guess y'all are watching what's going on in Arizona with the Carrie Lake election, huh?
What's her name?
What's going on in Arizona with the Carrie Lake election?
No, tell us. I have enough drama over here in Louisiana.
It looks like Maricopa County is fortifying the election again.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. But I've got a couple of things that, Martha, I'm going to email to you.
Okay.
And Dave, and I can find... If I can find your email address, I think it's up on the website, isn't it?
Yes.
I just sent it by way of Martha.
Yeah.
Okay. One is from Steve Kirch. He got his hands on 5 vials of the Pfizer vaccine and 5 vials of the Moderna vaccine. And guess what he did not find in there?
What?
Vaccine. Yeah.
It's all nanolipid.
Yeah.
No way.
So how many duds are they sending out? And thank God they are, right?
Well, the next vaccine will fix everything, though.
Oh, I'm sure. It will certainly fix Pfizer and Moderna's bottom line.
Yeah, when it comes out in November, everybody should get that one. Guys, those listening, I'm joking.
Yeah, no, stay away from
that. We know this.
The nanolipids are the messenger RNA?
No, the messenger RNA was supposed to be carried by the nanolipid compound, but they're not finding any phosphorus in the gas chromatography scan. All they're finding is, hydrogen, oxygen, and carbon.
Did they find any of that oxine graphite?
No, that's not in there either.
Okay.
Yeah, that would just be hydrocarbons or carbohydrates.
Right. It would be carbon, but they're not finding that particular compound either. But that's just, the only person saying that is Jane Ruby. And the only place she goes is on Stu Peters' show, and he never asks her any questions.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you for your call, Matthew from Metairie. All right.
And, you know, speaking of ensuring your election stay the way it was, now, you probably heard that in Michigan, the Supreme Court said, no, you can't change the voting method and the last election was invalid. Okay. In Pennsylvania, though, the Supreme Court has just okayed totally mail-in ballots. You don't have to bother to show up. Just mail in your ballots. Gee, there's no potential for abuse there, is there?
None whatsoever.
What could possibly go wrong?
So we're going to do a few public service announcements. We have the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans luncheon August 19th from 11 to 1 p.m. at Andrea's Restaurant. That's $37. You can go to info at Women's Republican Club of New Orleans.org. And you can pull up the website there. Or you can email us at WRCNO2016@gmail.com. I don't even remember the new, there's a new email as well. Or
wait,
you can email.
Give that address again. That was kind of messed up. WRCNO.
WRCNO.
Women Republican Club of New Orleans.
That's
okay,
the acronym.
WRCNO. Got it.
Right. WRCNO2016@gmail.com. Or you can email me at huck@wgso.com. And we can arrange for you to get some tickets to come to our luncheon. Again, that's at August 19th from 11 to 1. Andrea's Restaurant. And our guest speaker will be Christopher Alexander. He's with Louisiana Citizens Advocacy Group, and they are hitting home runs. I mean, when I tell you, when he decided to put this group together, this LLC together, to begin to have a conversation about what's really happening at the House, mm-hmm. and he's starting to get a lot of leeway with it.
He's not going to be very popular, is he?
I don't think he's been very popular because he's always spoken the truth about a lot of things. But you know what? He's popular to the body of Christ. We love him.
Yeah.
And he's popular to our Father. I believe God's got him doing this.
Yeah.
And yes, he's going to tick off a lot of politicians, but that's okay. They need to be ticked off. They need to know that we are watching them carefully and that we are going to report to the people exactly how they're voting. Yeah. You know, I have my eye on Julia Letlow from day one, and I know it's sad, you know, what happened to her husband. That's no reason for us to have voted for her, and I voted for her. But she has a handler, and she's a rhino, and she votes along with Cassidy. Cassidy votes left. She votes left. And she voted for Build Back Better. And look what Build Back Better is doing for us today.
Let's see. What is it built? Nothing. What's back? Nothing. What's better? Nothing. Okay.
Nothing except for,
spending money. They do that very well.
Right. And now look what the left's done. They redefined recession. You know, there's a new definition. We have a new definition for recession.
Yeah. It used to be if you had a negative trend in the gross national product for two quarters, it's a recession. Well, it's not now because
Biden said so.
Yeah, because Biden said it's not. But we've had that trend now for two quarters.
Yeah, and it's not Trump's fault. I mean, he's been president for how long?
A year and a half. No, it's all Trump. It's all Trump.
It's not Putin's fault either.
Oh, come on. It's Trump. It's Putin. It's anybody but me.
I don't know. Quid pro quo Joe really, really is out there. And I don't see him remaining as president long. I mean, he's got COVID twice now and triple vaccinated. I think he's on his way out. I believe they're trying to take him out.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that he does go. In my daily prayers, there are four specific politicians. I pray, God, please remove them from office. They're just so evil. That's Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, amen to that. All right, we have one last caller. Cajun Buccaneer, don't scream.
All right, I won't scream.
Thank you.
Listen to me, brothers and sisters. The Joker Biden and Catastrophe Harris and this guy, Fauci, Dr. Fauci, they're all war criminals. They're practicing biological chemical warfare against our people right now. And also lying to us left and right by telling us you got to take your booster, you got to take your shot, you got to wear your mask. These people are responsible for the murder of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans through the chemical and biological warfare they're waging against us, brothers and sisters. They need to be arrested. These people need to go to jail. They're guilty of treason. They're guilty of sabotage, espionage, and sedition. Well, they need to go to jail. They need to be arrested.
There's a new name for a lie. It's now called the Fauci fact.
Yeah, well, they're full of BS is what I got to say about that.
Thank you, Cajun Buccaneer. We appreciate you. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll see y'all next Thursday at 5 p.m. The Lord bless you.